It's a million-dollar view for veterans and their families. To one side are Annette Island's forests, and to the other is the ocean. The hillside property is dotted with new concrete crypts, grave sites, pavement, and a memorial wall bearing commemorative plaques engraved with the names of those who have served. Crews broke ground on the site in mid-2020. Due to the location and size of the project, construction actually started in 2021 and finished this spring. Jeff Moran is a veteran himself and the treasurer of the Metlakatla Veterans Association. He says Metlakatla residents have been eager to see the project completed.
The community's always been 100% behind the veterans.
Plans for the cemetery were first laid out in 2017 when Metlakatla's tribe applied for and received some $3.1 million in grant funding from the state's Department of Veterans Affairs. The cemetery is the first in Alaska to be funded by the department. Metlakatla's mayor says that about 60 of the reserve's 1,600 residents are veterans. Hundreds more have served and died. Moran thinks the tradition of military service in Metlakatla is related to the community's Tsimshian culture.
So yeah, the community and the tribe itself is always, because Tsimshian culture has always been dominated as a warrior culture. And so every young man dreams of being a warrior for his family and his community. And of course, you know, the only way they can really do that nowadays is to enlist.
Mark McCarty is also a member of the Metlakatla Veterans Association. He gave input to the project, but doesn't think of the site as something for himself.
It's for us, you know, and ultimately it's for them. That's how I always see it, you know. Will I be buried there? Probably so. But I don't see it as that's my final resting place. That's for others. It's really their land first and foremost, so that's kind of how I see it.
Roy Brendable, another member of the Metlakatla Veterans Association, says it's about time that Metlakatla's veterans have a place of honor to spend eternity.
It was pretty exciting. It was a realization that needed to happen for it, you know. And I hope that every other community that is isolated, such as we are, Ketchikan and Metlakatla and all the other surrounding villages by way of once it by air and twice it by sea, and I hope it happens.
Moran says he's already heard from some families interested in having loved ones reinterred at the Memorial Cemetery. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.